Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem. And today we have a special guest with us, India Gary Martin, founder of Act 3 Convening. Welcome, India.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with both of you.
We're excited to have you.
Yes. Yes. And talk more about Act 3 and the event that's coming up and how it all began.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I am, it's an interesting, I'm going to tell you how I describe myself.
Okay.
I am somebody who has always been very focused on women and women's issues. I think about my corporate career. I was in corporate for 25 years before I became a now 3-time entrepreneur, the third company in.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But when I started my corporate career, I remember back, it was like, I would say 1997. I started well before that. But 1997, we started talking about women at work more openly. And so I jumped on that bandwagon very quickly, have always been very focused on women in the workplace in the first instance. Mm-hmm. And when I left my corporate career, I was in investment banking for 25 years. At my last job, I was the COO of technology and operations for JP Morgan Group globally.
Wow.
But I needed to do something different. And so a lot of my work now is focused on leadership advisory, executive coaching, and helping leaders be better leaders around the world. So mm-hmm. I enjoy that work. But here's the thing, and this is how Act 3 came out, and it kind of lends itself to my history. As I was doing a lot of my coaching, I recognized that a lot of the senior women that I was working with, the conversations we were having were never about work, really, when we mm-hmm. were coaching. It was always about the things that made it challenging for them to do their work.
Right.
And so it was like caretaking. It was, you know, my father has dementia. I'm trying to figure mm-hmm. out how I'm going to manage that. And in the same breath, and this weekend I'm away because my daughter has a volleyball tournament, or my son has a baseball tournament, or whatever it might be. And there was that balancing. It was the changing nature of my relationship. I'm in my 50s. My husband and I have decided after 35 years, or wife decided after 35 years, that, you know, we're not going to be together anymore. And now I'm entering this new phase of my life, and I don't know how to manage that. Or I now have adult children that I'm trying to manage who were used to be children. Now they're adults. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, identity. I'm no longer seen as a young, vibrant woman in the way that I was, and the invisibility is really hitting me. It was all these things,
mm-hmm.
Menopause, obviously, which is getting a lot of shine at the moment. There were all these things around women and their ability to be able to function. And I thought, we need a community. And that's where Act 3 was born.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is.
I love that.
It is. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we started
this
podcast as well, was to create a community of like-minded women,
mm-hmm.
primarily women, that are going through midlife and all that encompasses.
Yeah. We have a pretty, you know, unique group of friends where we're all, it ranges from, you know, 40s to 60s.
70s.
And 70s. And, you know, and it's so, and so we're all kind of in different phases of that, you know, midlife, I guess you could say. And so we would have these discussions with each other, and it was like, we need to create a group, you know, a community, like you said. So, yeah, I think it's great that a lot of people are doing this now.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important that I think the overarching theme that comes up for me is isolation.
Yeah.
And people feel like they're going through it alone. And that community at this age is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And creating spaces where people can get solutions is really, really important. And so Act 3 for me was about, A, first, like community. So people know they aren't walking this journey alone across all of those things. Second, it's about providing solutions and hearing other people's stories. Because, you know, and we were having, I've been having this conversation with folks over and over, and it's been so funny because, you know, our sessions are 20 minutes each. Our plenary sessions are 20 minutes because I'm like, I did not have the attention span.
We're talking, yeah. I don't either.
And on top of that, every time I go to these kind of things, I'm really interested in the person sitting next to me, often more so than people who are on the stage. And so we have 20-minute provocations, whatever that might be, for each of the things. And then we go into spaces depending on what's important to us. As an example, on the Women's Health and Wellness, we have a panel of medical experts kind of talking about various things. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the 20 minutes, you get to choose. I want to go into the room that's talking about cancers. I want to go into the room about mental health. I want to go into the room about menopause, or I want to go into the room about cardiovascular and kind of hypertension.
Right.
So you can make decisions about where you want to go based upon what you're interested in. And in those rooms, we're having conversations, facilitated conversations. It's not people talking at you and giving you a download of information. It is giving you solutions, but also creating community with people who are experiencing exactly what you're experiencing. Mm,
yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love that. And the conference is coming up early June. Is that correct?
June 4th to 6th.
Okay.
In D.C. at the Washington Hilton.
D.C. at the Washington Hilton. Okay.
Perfect. And the website where you can sign up or just find out more information about it is act3convening.com. And the link to that will be in our show notes. We're very excited about it because this is exactly what we've been talking about for the last couple of years. We're excited. Not sure if we're going to be able to make it or not calendars.
I have a graduation that week.
Yeah. Yeah. But the fact that you're talking about mental health and caregiving and those types of things on top of menopause, because although we talk a lot about menopause and perimenopause and hormones and things like that, but there's so many other factors that are happening to women at this stage in life, and to be surrounded by other individuals that are going through the same types of things is exactly the community that we are striving to build.
Yeah.
So, and this is also global. Your conference is also global, correct?
Or it convening? Is. I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, menopause is hugely important, obviously, and it underpins a lot of the physiological and biological things that we experience. But those things actually influence all the other things I talked about.
Right.
So whereas, you know, when I was 30 or 35, it was a lot easier for me to navigate the 360 caretaking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm 55, I'm like, what is going on? You know, my hormones are all over the place. I'm raging. I have rage. That is my symptom.
I do too. Yeah.
Right, you know, no hot flashes, you know, people have different symptoms.
Yeah.
But my point is that we made a really conscious decision that whilst menopause is important, it is not the thing. Like, it's actually, people need solutions about that, but they also need solutions about all the things that women inevitably face, and that we don't get to choose it either. Like, you don't get to choose whether or not you're ever going to go into menopause. You often don't get to choose whether or not you're going to be looking after, you know, family or whomever it is. You're not going to be able to choose that we start to lose people at a certain point in our lives and what the grief and healing of that feels like. There are all of those things that are impacted by menopause but aren't menopause.
Right. That's so true.
The global nature of that. Right, yes. Because we are a global organization. We have global ambassadors who are bringing people from Australia, the UAE and Middle East, South Africa, the UK. I'm like trying to go through them all in my head.
Wow.
They're global ambassadors. India, who are bringing people from those places. And a part of the reason that we did that was a couple. One is that women face the same issues no matter where you are in the world. And the second one for me particularly, which is very important to me, is that, you know, we, particularly in the U.S., are in a very divided place in space.
Yes.
Based upon people's beliefs. And for me, the things that we're talking about are the things that unite us.
Yes.
And so I was like, let's get as many different women from as many walks of life, like whoever you are, you're welcome, into this space so that we can create solutions and not do division and do kind of like the joy of also being women at this stage of our lives.
Yes. Wow, I love that. And that also creates a space where people can bring a lot of other ideas, or, you know, these cultures, a lot of them have different ways of dealing with things. And you know, a lot of time we're not aware of those things. So it's great that you're bringing everyone together to have those discussions and to really help each other out. And like you said, support each other.
Mm-hmm. We have to figure it out, right? We have to figure out how to be together. Yes. And how to march this walk together and understand that, you know, to, regardless of your beliefs, mm-hmm. that ultimately we're all humans who have human goals, you know, yes. and that is really to protect ourselves, to be healthy, to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, most people want that, but there are very few people who don't. It's just that we have differing ways of that happening for us and what right. that means for us. And if we can connect people based on their humanity, and women particularly who have to go through all of these things, then we kind of, we get to understand that there's more that unites us than divides us.
Yes.
Yeah. We yes. got to take care of each other.
We do. And to learn. And mm-hmm. a lot of women don't know where to go for these resources. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're compiling them all into one, another one that really intrigues me personally is the financial discussions and focus mm-hmm. for, you know, maybe it's retirement, which is what I am focused on mm-hmm. right now. And the impact of the stock market crashing mm. right when it's time for me, you know, when it's about my time.
Right.
I would welcome, you know, some insights and, you know, to talk to experts about it mm-hmm. that can provide practical advice.
Thing that yeah, absolutely.
Is very important to me as well. And we've talked a little bit about.
Mm-hmm. We have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we continue to. I mean, I think so. That is a key theme for us because, again, what I've recognized in having conversations with lots of women. So we have, it started with me and the people that I work with, and then it kind of expanded to our focus groups. And our, we also have an advisory board, all of whom are kind of women who have been in some, worked in some shape or form, and some women who stayed at home too. I think that it just kind of depends on what your circumstance is. But the point is, regardless of what the circumstance might have been, a lot of women, especially of a certain generation, and that I would say, you know, women in the 50s and 60s, at this stage of the game, a lot of us had husbands who took care of the financials, yes. a lot of us.
Right.
And then you find yourself at a point where, you know, and sometimes that might still be the case, but for a lot of women, it's not the case anymore. It's right. shifting. Like if you're divorced, if you're widowed, mm-hmm. if, you know, whatever, for whatever reason that might be. And so we've never as women from early in our lives, often kind of en masse, been given the tools to be able to manage our financials in a way that helps us to prepare for the future. We couldn't even have credit cards until 1974, right? And so if you, and that's our lifetime.
That's just mind-blowing to think about that, right?
Right? Yeah. And so a part of Act Three is also meeting women where they are mm-hmm. and not with no judgment about what you know or don't know. Yes. And how do we help you prepare to be financially fit as we enter this phase of our lives?
Right. Yeah. That's crazy to think about. I think too, like to your point, you know, a lot of the women that had their partner that was, you know, managing all the finances and they were focused more on the kids' schedules right. and, taking care of them. Yeah. And yeah. And that's not always because of, you know, what that's how it was. It's sometimes that's just what works for people.
Right.
And then when your kids start to move out, you're suddenly like, okay, now I want to be more involved in yeah. our lives together. You know, now it's us. And yeah, I think that some women do want to get involved and but they don't know how, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So no, I think that's amazing because that's really one thing that I've not thought much about, mainly because I raised three kids by myself. So right. I yeah. took care of everything.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And there's that, but there's also this notion of like, okay, I have three kids too. And I'm like, there's this notion of having three kids and then being like, okay, now that they're all gone, do I need this space?
Yeah.
Like, what does that plan mean for how and where I live?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question we're having. Like, where do I go? Where do I live?
Yeah.
Now that I have these, like some, you know, my kids are 15, 20, and 26.
Okay.
And I'm like, my 26-year-old is well off on his own doing his own thing. My 20-year-old's out the door at college. I have one left.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, what about my parents? What about blah, blah, blah. And it's all these decisions that you make about what you're going to do, you know, about all the things that impact you financially.
Right.
Including where you work.
And it might not be a time financially to make a change, you know, to buy a home, a different home or something like that. So there's a lot of things that you have to consider. But that's one thing I did in the last couple of years is I downsized, you know, went from a huge 4-bedroom house to a 1-level 3-bedroom. It's like the perfect size. Yeah. Still have
forever
a spare
home.
Room if a kid needs to come back, but you know, so yeah.
Yeah. And you know, with relationships as well, mm-hmm. As you grow older, if you've been married for a long time, you're much different at 25 than you are at 55. And I think that you had said that just recently as well. Yeah. India. So to be able to focus on that as well too. Mm-hmm. And we've touched on that a little bit, you know, getting to know your partner again, right? Without the children.
Mm-hmm. And your new life together.
I think it can be a little bit scary for a lot of women, mm-hmm. right?
You know, it's really interesting. Yes, I think that is spot on. But you know, the thing that emerged more, and we're actually leaning into a little bit more, there is that for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's the later daters. The later daters are taking center stage because women are like, wait, I'm 55, I'm dating.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is, or I'm 60 and I'm dating, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, the dating relationships or the coupling relationships at this age is a really interesting thing. So in our podcast, in the Act 3 pod, which only runs up until the convening, so mm-hmm. it is not a longer term thing for us, but we have a woman called Francesca Hoagy mm-hmm. who has a book coming out, which is fabulous, but it's about that dating piece and how you do that as you age. And so, you know, it's going to be a really interesting conversation because what do you do and how do you do it? And here's the thing. There are some people who have been single intentionally. Mm-hmm. There's others for whom it's happened.
Right.
What do you do? How do you do this? And how do you navigate this thing at this stage? Because here's the thing. Most of us know what we don't want, for right. sure.
Yeah.
We know what we don't want. How do you figure out what you do?
Yeah.
And then what do you take to make like really intentional?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Decisions about what that looks like for you in the future.
Yeah, and for me, wow. I'm a later dater, but dating apps, I am not comfortable with dating apps, and that's how it's done
these
days.
That seems to be, the way people meet now.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a couple episodes on alternative mm-hmm. means of meeting people, like the Time Left app, Dinner with mm-hmm. Strangers, was something that I felt passionate about that I've actually tried with mm-hmm. a friend of mine. A couple times where you sign up and there's a specific destination, a restaurant, and there's a couple tables of, you know, 6 or 12 people, and you go to have dinner and just
meet people
and have conversations. And even if there's no connections, mm-hmm. you are out there meeting people, which I think is also important later in life. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not as close with your friends anymore, or you work from home, or
you're retired.
Children are grown. So your mom friends, everybody has, you know, changed. Their lives have evolved and you may not be as close anymore. So it's a good way to meet people as mm-hmm. well, or just to have something to talk about.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like that term though, later daters.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a documentary. It's a reality show on Netflix called The Later Daters. It's fantastic. If you haven't seen it, it's hilarious.
I would love to see that.
Have you seen it? It is so funny, but it's wonderful. And I think that this freedom now for us mm-hmm. to be able to do that and talk about it openly is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
to take the stigma away from like being a person who's in their 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s or however old you
mm-hmm.
are, and dating. You know, not necessarily making a marital commitment or being with somebody long term and deciding that I like being with you, but I don't need to marry you. I mean, some mm-hmm. people are in that space, and that's okay too. And so I think those kinds of like opening those doors and opening that conversation and breaking the stigma and making it okay for women to make choices that benefit us intentionally is the whole purpose of this, whatever mm-hmm. that might look like.
Yeah. Yeah. And really important conversations that I think will be helpful to people.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And fun.
Very fun.
On top of everything, to be fun. But also those that are maybe changing careers in midlife as well. That's a huge topic. And I know Ashley is in the process of maybe changing her career. It's been something that you've talked about for a little while. And going into real estate versus what you've been
I'm in sales already. So, but
work transitions all in general, right?
Yeah. I think too, this is something that has happened to me personally. And I'm assuming there's a lot of people. And well, you had said you were, you know, working for corporate America for such a long time. And you were like, I got to do something different. I kind of am in that same space. I worked for corporate America for many, many years. Now I own my own company, but it's in the same business. I've been in the industry for almost 30 years and I'm kind of burned out. You know, I'm like at this place where I'm like, okay, I'm in my late 40s. If I'm going to make a change, I feel like it should be now. And so, I think a lot of people get to that point where it's like, should I make a change or should I just ride it out? You know, but you don't want to get to a point where you're just not even really performing or you're miserable or, you know, like you used to because right. you're so over it and it's, you just need something different.
No, I think, you know, you're so right. There's a woman who will be speaking in Act 3 from the UK called Bianca Best, who wrote a book about burnout. That is that's one of the things. Like, you know, it's so important, that whole knowing when that's happening for you and knowing the steps to take. It is such a kind of stumble. You know, you're kind of like fall here and there trying to figure it out. What? You're exploring things, don't know what's safe. And there's the financial implications of making a new choice at a certain age too. Right. There are all these things that we're all kind of like, but we do, we're talking a lot about work transition. Because a lot of women who are in their 50s particularly, but again, going into your 60s, are like, you know, A, do I just stay and ride it out and do what's safe? Yeah. But I know that, like, in my mind, I'm losing it entirely having to stay in this place.
Yeah.
Or do I, you know, kind of take a risk on something that may or may not pay off and risk some of what I might have to retire on or, you know, what that looks like. And so, you know, I think it's hugely brave for people to step out. And I will say this, though, as an entrepreneur for the third time, I always say to folks, you know, depending on what you're doing, I would not suggest, this is horrible to say, I would not suggest to become an entrepreneur for the first time at this age, because for me, even at this age, like, it's like hanging off the edge of a cliff all the time. Like, because when you're selling something and you're selling it for yourself, you're in a buying cycle and taking the risk that people want to buy what you want, what you're selling when you need them to buy it.
Right.
And that can be really triggering.
Right. You know? Absolutely.
It's just thinking about all of the options that you have around what's next. And those transitions can be really jarring when you have to sometimes make a choice that's particularly driven by financial situation.
Right.
Whether or not you can. And deciding how much you're prepared to risk and what your red line is against that risk if you step out of what you do and need to work through it. So those are all conversations that we're absolutely having.
Right.
Yeah. And for me, in my industry, it's all about I'm fighting against being aging out, right? Mm. Like, I'm not going to be aged out. And I think that's one of the reasons what keeps me in my industry, because there is that fear of somebody, you know, of my age trying to compete with these younger 20-somethings that'll work, you know, for a quarter of what I make,
right?
And are like sponges that absorb everything. And even as somebody who hires individuals, you think that when you're, you know, interviewing people, are they going to be set in their ways or are they going to be, you know, easier to mold? But for me, it's all about not being aged out, right, at this phase of my life. And it's just, I always say, riding the wave out.
Yeah.
You know, to retirement. But it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Right? It really is, absolutely. Especially with the economy. I might be facing, you know, layoffs in the coming year, depending on what happens, you know, in the U.S. with our economy.
Yeah.
It's a potential risk for me. And that creates anxiety. So there's just, you know, so much that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, recession in the U.S. is also recession across the world, because we're such a lead indicator of what's going to happen in the world. And, you know, that is a worry, I think, for a lot of people in a lot of places. And as we get older, we rely on systems a lot more, especially, you know, after we kind of finish working. You know, we're relying on, you know, and especially in the U.S. where our healthcare system is so expensive. Like, you kind of like need to make sure that you have all those ducks in a row,
right?
And out of your workplace. And so it is really scary on more than just a loss of income. It's like, how do I, you know, take care of things I need to take care of, especially if you don't have somebody else in your home who has that thing that you might need, right? And you're on your own dealing with it. And a lot of us are in that position. And so, you know, the what I will say is that something that I often say to women when I'm coaching them is that, you know, we know how to do this. That's the thing.
Right.
We know how to do this, and we are so resourceful, right? And we've had, a lot of us have had to make a way out of no way, and we'll figure it out. And so, you know, I just, I remind people of their power, women of their power particularly. I mean, we can give birth to humans.
Yeah.
We can give birth to humans. We can do a lot of things that are actually quite magical.
Right.
And move them and do all of the things that, that, you know, ensure that we have people who are contributing to our society. And so, you know, I remind us of our power first and then the challenge next.
Right.
Because if we can kind of sit in our power and think about what's really important, which is us and our families and our ability to be able to put one foot in front of the other and wake up every morning and breathe first, then the other things are not inconsequential, but they become less important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I like that. Think about your power and then the challenge. I think a lot of us, you know, can look back and think about times in our lives where we just thought, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. I don't know how. I mean, I became a single mom very young and wasn't making a lot of money, was very early in my career. And I just remember thinking, how am I going to do this? I don't, this is not possible. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I just did it.
It all worked out.
I worked my ass off, and, you know, I was very determined to give them the life that I wanted to give them and make this a very easy transition for them too, and give them, you know, still the amount of love and everything that, that they, you know, it's a big change, not just for you, but, you know, for them. So it's like, for me, it was about how am I going to make this an easy time for all of us,
right,
you know,
transitioning,
right,
times, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of times that you can think of back, you know, looking back, where it's like, wow, I did it.
Yeah.
Like that, I was scared and I did it. Here I am now.
Yeah.
You know,
and I find myself having more anxiety later in life than I ever did before. Mm. So, you know, like you mentioned, having challenges when I was younger and not remembering being so anxious,
taking them in stride,
as I am now. Mm-hmm. So, but I think that's all a part of hormonal challenges and just a combination of things. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so you mentioned a lot of books, or several books, as we were talking. And you do have a link on the website for the bookstore. So all of those books that you mentioned earlier will be available through that link as well. Is that correct, India?
They will be post the convening. So, we will have the books post the convening. The bookstore is fantastic. We have a number of authors coming who are going to be signing too, which will be really fun.
Wow.
Some great people who are, like, I don't know if you've seen Amy Schmidt, who's Fearlessly Facing 50, who will be on the platform. Rolanda Watts, do you remember her? She used to talk. Rolanda will be on the platform.
Wow.
Bianca Best and Radiah Rhodes and Leilani Brown. We have some amazing women.
Wow,
so
that's
all
great.
People listening, go and look up the names as I just mentioned. And see, they're fabulous, fabulous women who are really helping move the needle for women. And so around this space and all the things that we're doing. So I'm really excited to have all of them. And the books, a lot of them are authors, and all of their books will be in our bookstore on site. And then post the convening, the bookstore will go online. So you can go and see what we've curated for the
That's so great.
Wow.
And again, the event is June 4th through 6th, mm-hmm. and it's being held in Washington, D.C. You can find out all of the information on act3convening.com. And again, that link will be in our show notes. But we highly recommend, if you have the opportunity to go, I think that this could actually be very life-changing.
Yes. Yes. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Onto the community. I'll be there, be square.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, India, and sharing this event with us. I think that because our platform does reach, you know, a global audience, mm-hmm. that this is something that's really going to be very helpful for women in midlife.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much, India. It was great to have you.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.